Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac here today. Neil, are you there?
Ready to go, Jim.
Come in, Neil. We have, well, we're going to do a Toby Keith Almanac salute just to make it official here. Mock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mock and Bird now, everybody. Have you heard?
James Taylor, Carly Simon version of this is pretty good. There have been other Mockingbirds, but this is Toby and his daughter Crystal.
Right.
His Greatest Hits Volume 2. Every once in a couple of blue moons, I'll get a request for this. Crystal, one of his three daughters that survived Toby Keith. We've talked about it all morning long here. Sold more than 40 million records over the course of his career.
Yep, that's a skill set to be able to do that.
So, Stellan, I think is how you pronounce one of his daughter's name, S-T-L-E-N, Stellan or Steelan. Shelley, and then there's Crystal Keith, who also does some singing. We also had one. I'm kind of disappointed in my staff. Oh, by the way, Toby Keith is now gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. My staff missed one when I was gone out of town. They're supposed to be here to cover up and to fill in and to, you know, fill in the gaps, but...
Tonight's special event features two great athletes. In the blue corner, weighing 221 pounds, a former heavyweight champion of the world, the Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yo, you think you got enough names?
Patience, Daddy. Almost done.
The Master of Disaster, the one and only Apollo Creed.
Yeah, Carl Weathers, the Count of Monte Fisto, Neil. One of his nicknames, the Count of Monte Fisto. Yeah, right. Apollo Creed.
All right, it's time to go to school, son. Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter? It's time to go to school.
You will lose.
He did more than lose, Neil.
Right.
Apollo Creed died in the ring that night, and that inspired Rocky to go to Siberia to beat Ivan Drago. And before you knew it, the Soviet crowd had turned and was chanting Rocky, as you know.
I do know.
Exactly. So that's Apollo Creed. That's Carl Weathers. He passed away unexpectedly in his sleep late last week at the age of 76. He was in Happy Gilmore. Remember, he was the golf pro with the prosthetic hand?
Oh,
Predator,
yeah, I remember.
Action,
sure.
Jackson. And he was most recently in the very popular Star Wars streaming show, The Mandalorian.
Oh, well, you know,
you don't
I didn't watch
that. I know you don't, so but he is. And he was doing a good job. We were watching it, and you never could have told me that he was 76. I mean, he had aged really well. But Carl Weathers now also gone.
Yeah,
but
I
not forgotten.
As well.
Tuesday, February 6th, 37th day of the year. This date, 1778, the United States gained official recognition as an independent nation from France. Of course, Britain wasn't going to recognize us.
No.
In fact, they still, even by 1812, they still thought that we were theirs. They were coming back to try and take it back. But France and the United States signed the Treaty of Amity and Commerce and the Treaty of Alliance in Paris. And, of course, France did help us defeat the British in the Revolutionary War. And then we helped them. We helped them a couple of times also in World War One and Two.
I would say, and sometimes, you know, I don't know that we got the same kind of love back.
No, they got wimpy there for a while. They weren't supporting the things that we wanted to do overseas or what we needed to do, I guess. Remember the whole thing with the French fries, and we started calling them freedom fries?
Right.
Was that after 9/11 or the war on terror?
Yeah.
Or I think that was. I don't think that was the Kuwait. I don't think that was the first Persian Gulf against Saddam.
No, I don't think so. I think it was,
Patent of the day. Patent of the day is the bottle opener by William Painter, 1894. People were having all kinds of problems finding ways to open bottles. This guy finally got it done in 1894. You know, the early bottles were all just corks, and then by the time we got to the point where you had the kind of the crimped bottle caps, we had to find a way to open those babies. And William Painter came up with it. So 1971, this date again, Apollo 14 was on the moon, as was Alan Shepard.
It just so happens to have a genuine six iron on the bottom of it. In my left hand, I have a little white pellet that's for me and millions of Americans. I drop it down. Unfortunately, the suit is so stiff, I can't do this with two hands, but I'm going to try a little sand trap shot here.
Yeah, Alan B. Shepard. You know, yesterday I think I said, I go, I don't know, if I didn't think that Apollo 14 was the one where they did the golf thing, but then I thought later on, I go, no, wait a minute, Alan Shepard was in that, and he's the one who did the golf thing,
that's what I thought.
You should have spoke up there. Maybe I had you muted. It's very possible that you were muted at that time. But, yes, it was a six iron, and it was kind of an uphill lie, and, you know, if it was a regular bunker shot, you would be using a sand wedge, and he would, as you know, Neil, and you're very good at this, hitting, you know, behind the ball and then taking sand and ball out of the bunker, and it'll land softly on the green. Now here he's got a six iron, and that of course indicates a fairway bunker, meaning you need to make ball first contact. And what happens if you don't?
Well, it don't go very far.
You're probably still
stays in the bunker.
Yes, and the moon might be the world's or the universe's largest bunker. That place is all just sand.
Yeah.
You're in the sand all the time.
Putting's got to be brutal.
That would be your heck. That would be your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
If that you're playing golf on the moon and it's all sand.
Yeah, that would be no good.
We would say good luck with all that. But Alan B. Shepard.
I wouldn't be playing the game at all.
Pulled out the six iron. One arm shot. Let's go up 10 years later in 81.
It's a new life for two girls named Brady, who have bet the bunch to make it on their own.
TV theme time.
Yeah. Jan fell in love with a man named Philip. The night the guy she
So
knows.
The Brady Brides, which was a movie, they had a very Brady wedding. They made a TV movie to revive the Bradys, and it did very well in the ratings. I mean, I remember watching it, and it was very good, and they decided, well, let's see if we can spin this off into a series. It didn't work. It ran for only 10 episodes, the Brady Brides, which for you, I mean, that was Jan getting married. That'd be a tough time for you.
Right. You know, what she could have had.
Right. Were you married? You weren't married yet by 81, were you?
No,
not at all. So you, at that point, you probably thought that Eve Plum was still in play.
I did.
Yeah. But they got married, and
she didn't realize that I was still in play.
That is the question. Had she known? Yeah. Forget about that Philip guy.
Yeah.
He was a geek.
He'd have been out.
You'd have been great on that show. I bet you would have ran for more than 10 episodes. 11 at least.
Squeezed a baker's dozen.
So, 81, the Brady Bunch Brides. It was known, the show was known as the Brady Brides back in 81. 1987.
I am aware of my age. When I go in for a physical now, they no longer ask me how old I am. They just carbon date me.
Ronald Reagan, he was not shy. He was okay taking shots at his own age. He turned 76 on this date in 87 while he was in office. Became the oldest U.S. president in history. I tell you what, 76, that sounds pretty young right now.
It does.
I mean, really, you know, compare him to Joe Biden right now. Ronald Reagan was spry. He was agile. He was sharp. He was lucid. And never at one point in time, and Reagan was getting a hard time about his age and maybe some senior moments back in 87, 88, towards the end of his second term. But like I said, now 76 is young. And even if Trump gets elected, he's already 77. So he's already past Reagan.
Yeah.
And I just think that's too old.
Yeah, we need to find younger leadership, maybe.
Yeah, that was back in 87. How about 1998?
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it.
We're remembering Carl Wilson on this date.
I'm so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Boy, he died young, too.
Yeah, he was only 51. Of course, Dennis had died in the early 80s. He drowned. What did Carl Wilson have? Hang on here. What did Carl Wilson die of? I'm asking my phone, Neil.
Right.
Lung cancer.
Oh, okay.
Was that a quick turnaround, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. 51. My goodness.
So, Carl Wilson, there he is singing on God Only Knows. Mm-hmm. Also, same day, 1998, the Twins traded Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, yeah.
The 1991 World Series champ and Rookie of the Year to the New York Yankees. His act had kind of tired on Twins brass. He had had that issue with a fan a year or two maybe before this. He was angry, choked a fan who wanted a an autograph, and he was traded.
He'd already started to have the yips by then, too, didn't he?
The throwing issues from second base, yes.
Right.
He's not the only one to have that happen. Not the only twin either. Dave Engel, that catcher. Remember, he couldn't catch anymore because he couldn't throw it back to the pitcher, and Steve Sachs had it happen to him. And
It's happened.
Knobloch ended up having to move out to left field. Had he not done that, that whole incident at the Metrodome where they were throwing batteries and hot dogs at him probably wouldn't have happened.
No.
Because he'd be still
heave them all the way to
second. No, you weren't going to heave it all the way to second. So, Chuck Knobloch, we picked up some good players, Christian Guzman and Eric Milton.
Oh, yeah.
They were a big part of that success in the early 2000s where the Twins started winning division titles.
Very much so.
Brian Buchanan was one of your favorites, huh? Big Buck?
Big Buck.
We picked him up as well. Thought he might be a power hitter. Turned out to be just a strikeout machine.
Right.
But that was his day, 1998. 2011, another sports note here.
The final snap of Super Bowl 45. The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
Packers winning Super Bowl 45 this date. Neil, what do you remember about that? Are you bitter? I'm jealous. I mean, I don't hate them for their success. I'm not a person going to hate somebody for their success. You know, tip your cap. Way to go. Aaron Rodgers, MVP, the whole thing. 31-25 over the Steelers. But very envious of their now, what, four Super Bowl championships for the Packers. We have zero. We have zero.
Four losses, yeah. You know, yeah, I'm the same. I'm, you know, obviously not a big fan, but I can't begrudge them what they did. And good for the division, some would say, to see a team win it all from our division. I'm not really into that much, but yeah, good for them.
2014.
You know, it's fun to kind of be the old guy and sit back here and see where the next generation takes this great institution. And it really is. It's been a great institution for 60 years. I'm so glad I got to be a part of it, but it really is time to go, hand it off to the next guy. It really is. And in closing, I want to quote Johnny Carson, who was the greatest guy to ever do this job. And he said, I bid you all a heartfelt
emotional goodbye there for Jay Leno. It was his last, it was his second last Tonight Show, though. He had already had a last one, like in 2009 or whatever it was.
Yep.
And then Conan came in, and then Jay came back, which it wasn't all, I don't know if that was all Jay's doing. NBC probably had something in there to say that, hey, you
I
know,
would certainly think so.
Conan's not doing that good in the ratings, so, you know, Jay, can you come back? And he decided to, but he had 22 years as the host of The Tonight Show, and it's been Jimmy Fallon then ever since.
Yeah. And I don't watch it, so, you know, it's one of those things. But Jay Leno, not only was he good at what he did there, I saw him do
his live stand-up
routine. Yeah, up in Grand Forks when I was up north.
And then he ended up
in radio. It was good.
He actually ended up then later on Last Man Standing with Tim Allen.
Oh,
he was one of
right.
the guys that worked at the Outdoor Man store. And this date, 4 years ago, 2020, astronaut Christina Cook finished the longest space flight by a female astronaut, 328 days on the International Space Station. The reason it took longer than others is because she stopped to ask for directions many times and was forced to parallel park the module.
Right.
That took a little extra time.
That's
so
difficult.
It is. That's why it was the longest. But still, the longest, and it's historic, 4 years ago, 2020.
Well,
and
done.
Again, everybody, those are just jokes. Let's move on to birthdays. Speaking of jokes, I mean, there are a lot of them on this show.
Not totally lost. We're still in Asia.
You said this was a shortcut.
It is a shortcut. Look how fast we got lost.
This is your lucky day.
Look, and it's Spokes Honeycutt, Mill Valley's finest surviving motorcycle rider. We got no problem. We got one problem. You heard me.
No gas in the motorcycle there in the Korean countryside. Mike Farrell, who
Look
was
how
BJ.
Quick we got lost.
Yes, was BJ Honeycutt. He and Hawkeye were a good combination. Of course, he came in and replaced Wayne Rogers, who was Trapper John, who had left the show. And it was really a seamless. I mean, that's almost Cheers-like.
Yes.
Coach to Woody.
Yeah, this was very, very good. He was a perfect compliment to Hawkeye.
It certainly was. So Mike Farrell is 85 today. Tom Brokaw.
A tragedy today is former President Gerald Ford was eaten by wolves. He was delicious. Oh, wait, that's just superfluous.
I mean, it's a former president, Tom. What are you saying? He's not delicious?
Fine.
What's Tom Brokaw today, 84. That might
South
be
Dakota boy.
That might be Dana Carvey.
It might be.
As Tom Brokaw. We got a teen idol today.
I'm feeling stronger than a grizzly bear. Soaring like an eagle flying through the air. When I get you in my arms, you better beware. I go insane because I can't be tame like a tiger.
That's Fabian, and he's 81 today. Didn't have a... I mean, he was more known for his looks and his style. He didn't have that many hits. He had
some acting credits, certainly.
Maybe two or three hits. But I listened to a lot of 60s, 60s on 6 and these other things, 60s mixes. And I've got the Time Life rock and roll era. There wasn't a whole lot of Fabian there. His songs haven't really... been able to survive the test of time, but he was still a teen idol. And I'm sure ladies that grew up by, early 60s, they remember him well.
How old is he now?
81 for Fabian.
TV theme time.
Michael Tucker from L.A. Law. Kind of the shorter one.
Well, yeah.
You had Corbin Burnson, you had Mark Hamlin. So he was one of the Blair Underwood. He was one of the lesser good-looking lawyers. But that doesn't mean he wasn't a good lawyer, Neil. Okay?
Oh, he was very skilled, I'm sure.
Michael Tucker is 79. Kathy Najimy.
Hank, the day after Thanksgiving is, in my opinion, the biggest shopping day of the year. And I will not spend another year giving Dallas Mavericks crap because the Cowboy stuff was all sold out.
Dallas Mavericks crap. they were based out of Texas, stocking King of the Hill. She was the voice of Peggy Hill. Peggy and meatballs she would make. And she was very good at making the Apple Brown Betty. Kathy Najimy. Is 67 movies, TV shows. Axl Rose today.
Said woman, take it slow. Things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience.
Softer, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, this patience is outstanding. November rain. He did have a tenderness in his voice, too. I mean, a lot of times he was doing the screaming, that thing with the Paradise City and Sweet Child of Mine. But then he could also sing like this. Axl Rose, and that's Axl without an E.
Right.
Wasn't he filling in for Brian Johnston? With AC/DC.
I thought so, yeah.
And then I thought Axl then started having issues with his voice.
With his voice, yeah.
Yeah, he's 62.
The only ground I ever owned was sticking to my shoes.
Also 62.
I look at my front porch, this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up.
Richie McDonald from Lone Star.
Now with the front man. Like that's where it was home. We'll see him at Grand Country Nights this August.
How long have they been doing that frontman thing?
A couple of years now. And they did it for a while, and then they all kind of went back to their groups, and then they formed again. So it's been a number of years.
Now this.
So don't stop me falling. It's destiny calling. A power I just can't deny. It's never changed.
It's Rick Astley's birthday today.
I'm saying I want you.
Barely 20, and he was singing like this.
Forever be too. And don't you know I would move heaven and earth to be together forever with you.
His other big big hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, is one that will forever be alive. People love that to this date. Yeah, Rick Astley is 58. And if you bring up the top five basketball players ever play at Hopkins, Neil, you must be in the same sentence as Chris Humphries.
I think so.
Yeah.
I didn't marry Kim Kardashian.
Nor did you have the chance.
No, nor did I. Yeah. But, yeah, he certainly could play a little bit.
And that's
bit.
Why he's famous. He played at Minnesota. Was he 1 year he played with the Gophers?
Just 1 year for the Gophers.
And then onto the NBA and then on to reality TV immortality and got married to Kim Kardashian. They weren't married very long. Was it less than a year?
Yeah.
Well, it's more of a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
which is sad. Why use the sanctity? Use the sanctity of marriage as a publicity stunt? I mean, that's sacrilegious.
I would say
just do it for ratings. That's sad. And I'm not blaming Chris. I mean, he was a victim there, being swallowed up by the Kardashian machine. Mm. I mean, good grief! I mean, that's like the Godzilla of pop culture. You're gonna be gobbled up by the Kardashian machine,
right?
Yeah. Chris Humphries had no chance. I'm sure he made some decisions in there. I'm sure he had some free will.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah, Chris Humphries, he's 39 now.
39. Okay. Gone but not forgotten. We got a good list here today. Former Vice President Aaron Burr. He was the man who, he wasn't necessarily quicker on the draw, but he was more accurate. I think Alexander Hamilton may have fired first and missed, but Aaron Burr did not miss, and he was in that famous duel in the early 1800s, 1756. Still would have to be considered at the top of the list of all-time great baseball players, the Sultan of SWAT, the Bronx Bomber, George Herman Babe Ruth.
But don't forget, he could pitch.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to show you how to throw a fastball. See, you hold the ball like this. And then as you throw the ball, there's a natural snap of the wrist, which makes the ball break at the finish. Now watch, I'll show you one.
He was a lefty.
Yeah. And, he started as a pitcher, but he could hit so much. Eventually, it 714 career home runs. He had more home runs by himself than many teams did total back in the day. And don't forget, he was a career 342 hitter for average. I mean, the Babe was unbelievable. 18, and the guy didn't really take great care of himself.
No.
1895. Former president, we heard him earlier, Ronald Reagan was born on this day in 1911.
We're reminded of the many traditions of openness and democracy that have marked the history of this city. America missed me.
And pretty quick-witted, too. The great Ronald Reagan, 1911. She went in the bunker and didn't come out. Eva Braun, 1912. What about Zsa Zsa Gabor? Got married 9 times. One of the Gabor sisters. Zsa Zsa, born on this day, 1917.
They can take away my husband. They can take away my driver's license. But, darling, don't touch my wheel.
Don't touch. And you know what happens if you touch her wheel? She'll slap you.
Right? She's not afraid to. A vicious right-hand slap, 1917, for the former Miss Hungary, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Patrick McNee was in the, I remember very well, in the TV series, The Avengers. He was also in the Bond movie, A View to a Kill, and he did not survive in the Bond movie. 1922, what about, remember Emmy Award-winning actor Rip Torn?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Right on the money.
That had to leave a mark.
Did you ever have Sully's catch of the day? You know, he was the old sea captain with the old ship, the Barnacle, that was actually a restaurant, went back and won the race over Richard Crenna using John Candy's pants.
Oh, yes, yes.
In Summer Rental.
Right. Rip Torn was in a lot of movies, and there he is from Dodgeball, the crusty coach in the wheelchair, 1931. What about Bob Marley?
I want to jam it with you. We're jamming, jamming.
made reggae famous. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bob Marley, born on this day, 1945. And one more, we lost her very young, the great Natalie Cole.
Unforgettable in every way. And forevermore.
And forevermore.
Not too shabby at all.
That is so good right there. Nat King Cole's daughter, Natalie Cole, the Grammy Award-winning singer, born on this day, 1950. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
It's becoming a daily occurrence.
What more can you say? Frosted Flakes have the taste adults have grown to love. They're great!
Your staff forgot the voice of Tony the Tiger. Thurl Ravenscroft, who, of course, sang, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
Stink, stank, stunk." Wasn't the voice of the Grinch, that was Boris Karloff, but he was the one who sang the song. Great voice, Thurl Ravenscroft. Born 1914, he was the voice of Tony the Tiger for over 50 years.
Wow.
Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Alabama Down Home, Lori Morgan, We Both Walk, Tanya Tucker, If Your Heart Ain't Busy Tonight.
Gotta go, my girl, Lori.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG.